Thank goodness for social media. While I understand that there are two sides to the discussion of the benefits that come from the ultra-rapid distribution of information that is provided courtesy of Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and other avenues, there are clearly times where it is extremely helpful, given my role. There is an obvious and clear-cut challenge to scrolling through each and every roster of Canadian teams competing at the 2023 FISU Winter Games in Lake Placid, hoping to stumble across the random Sudburians in action. With that in mind, I was thankful to be tipped off that Sudbury Lady Wolves product Carly Olivier had been named to the women's hockey team. I had heard about the games at the end of last year and about being put on the long list, of course, said Olivier, the Waterloo Warriors blue liner who was reached in Potsdam, New York, last week, site of the Team Canada round-robin games. The process then sees the list get narrower and narrower until the final roster is made. That was announced in December and that was obviously super exciting. With a post-secondary career that has spanned a brief stop with the University of Connecticut Huskies and a somewhat longer stint with the hometown Laurentian Voyagers, Olivier really made hay in Waterloo and is wildly appreciative of the chance to lace up for Team Canada in her final year at this level. Just being able to play with some of the top talent across the world is truly amazing, she said. This is the cherry on top of my career that is slowly coming to an end, but what a way to go out with a bang. Though she currently sits sixth in the OUA scoring race and best among the rearguards, Olivier understands there are no givens as to her specific role on this all-star team. I am playing with six other defensemen who are also at the top of their teams, she said. I think I am just going to stick with playing my game and see where that takes me. I am very hopeful that I might be able to play on the power plays and penalty kills and stuff like that, but overall, I am willing to accept any role. I get to wear the red and white, and I am just happy. Making her first visit to Lake Placid, Olivier is not taking for granted the opportunity to participate at a multi-sport event, especially one that is international in nature. A lot of us, myself included, are very interested in going to see the other events, she said. I just want to make the most of this, get a little taste of everything and see it all. I have not known much outside of hockey. Heading into a Tuesday afternoon matchup with Great Britain, Olivier and her Canadian teammates are sitting at 3-0, with wins over Slovakia, 4-0, Czechia, 5-1, and Japan, 6-0. Even better, the local product has picked up an assist in each and every game. In addition to sitting third on her team in scoring, teammate Leah Herford leads the OUA and is joining Olivier at the FISU games, as is North Bay native and Nipissing Lakers sniper Maria Domenico. The Sudbury product was recognized as both the most valuable player and the best defender in the West Division of the OUA last year. Once she is back from Lake Placid, Olivier will rejoin a Waterloo team that tops the OUA West Division standings at 1-4-4-0-0 and definitely has their eyes set on a lengthy playoff run. All in all, this has the makings of a final year to remember for the local woman, cherries and all. Randy Pascal is a sports writer in Greater Sudbury. Pursuit is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.